Thanks a lot, Matt. We're going to now kind of go into the pros and cons of using rep and warranty insurance. Again, I'll generally kind of take the sell side, sorry, and Tracy will take the buy side. So basically, in terms of the benefits to the seller of using rep and warranty insurance is, really can streamline the negotiations. You can imagine if you're a seller, especially if it's a closely held company, you're going to be getting a lot of proceeds from the transaction. And if your attorneys tell you, well, you have to indemnify the buyer, that could be in the form of an escrow where they're going to put, 10% or 15% of the purchase price into an escrow. It could be a holdback. That's going to create anxiety in the minds, of the seller because, in the seller's view, if they're selling the company for $100 million, they think they should get $100 million. And if they're going to get $90 million or $85 million and the rest is going to be held back or put in an escrow, that kind of just creates anxiety. And also, when you're not using rep and warranty insurance, you could also have exposure even above the escrow. So basically, one of the real benefits of the insurance is that you kind of reduce this anxiety level on the part of the seller, and it can make the whole transaction go more smoothly. Also, as Matt kind of alluded to, you can end up with a more robust rep and warranty package for that reason. So again, because the insurance company is taking on a lot of the risk of breaches or indemnification claims, a lot of times the seller will be more amenable to a more robust package. And then, again, when you have rep and warranty insurance, you would not have a large escrow. There usually would be a relatively small escrow we'll talk about in a few minutes, typically equal to the retention amount. So as Matt mentioned, just like any other insurance policy, rep and warranty insurance has a deductible. It's called a retention, but it's a deductible, just on your car insurance or your homeowner's insurance, the first X dollars you have to eat. So that's the same thing in rep and warranty insurance. So oftentimes there is a small escrow that's set up to kind of cover that retention amount. The other benefit to the seller is, again, this contingent risk is kind of eliminated. And if you have investors in the company, private equity firms or venture capital firms, they see a really big benefit to rep and warranty insurance because, again, they're getting more of their money kind of early on in the process. And also, you don't have money sitting in an escrow, basically earning, close to zero interest. They're able to get that money, sooner and kind of put it to work in other deals or to distribute to their limited partners. Also, from the seller's point of view, one of the other benefits is that the subrogation rights are very limited. So subrogation is a situation where, the insurance company, would pay a claim, but then they would have the right to go against other parties to kind of recover for that. So obviously, if you have insurance, rep and warranty insurance, if the insurer has to pay, if they have subrogation rights just to go back to the shareholders, that obviously doesn't accomplish the goal, right? Because the shareholders are still on the hook. But as we'll talk about more later in the presentation, the insurers have, very limited subrogation rights. It's usually limited to fraud. So again, that's another benefit to the seller is that there's really no recourse from the sellers to the insurance company. Basically, as I'd mentioned already, if you have an escrow, it's really going to be limited to this retention amount, which could be 0.5% or 1% of the deal versus a more traditional escrow, which could range from, 10, 15, or as high as 20, percent of the deal. And lastly, I'll just mention that because of the insurance coverage, it can streamline the rep and warranty negotiation process. I mean, it doesn't mean they're not negotiated, but basically, instead of having this kind of constant back and forth, on the reps and warranties, sellers tend to be, more amenable, or sellers' counsel tends to be more amenable in negotiations because, again, the insurance company is really, the party that's kind of standing behind it. There's still negotiation because, obviously, if the reps and warranties are more robust, that's going to result in, additional disclosure schedule burden. And, obviously, if there's a fraud claim or something like that, you don't want to have the reps and warranties be overly broad. But again, it kind of goes back to the first point I mentioned, is kind of this overall deal anxiety level. You know, when you're a seller, you have the insurance, you know, it kind of reduces your overall level of anxiety, whether it's respect to the negotiating the deal, the reps and warranties, you know, the other provisions.